screen time. Which one of us parents hasn't heard that term before? And how many of us haven't set some kind of limit or boundary when it comes to screens and what we let or don't let our children see or watch? With these unprecedented times before us, many parents have had to reevaluate their screen limitations. Have you found that to be you? If so, how has it affected you and your family? And will it affect your limits in the future? Stay tuned, listeners, as we discuss screen time in the age of a pandemic. All right, and we're back. First, I want to say that Present Truth Parents is now also on Apple Podcasts. So if you have an iPhone and would rather use that method, you can now search it up on the Apple Podcast app. And there you go. Make sure to subscribe if you feel inclined to do so. Second, thanks again for being here, and I hope you can help grow this community by sharing this podcast with your friends and maybe even leaving a review. I think you can also leave a voice message for me on the Anchor app. So if you have any topic suggestions, I am open to hearing about them, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks. Yeah, screen time. Such a hot button topic, right? We hear about how we should or should not approach screen time, what happens with too much screen time, methods for dealing with screen time addiction, etc. And there are so many opinions about this. It's kind of nuts. I'm starting to now learn that one group of people might say something and it sounds right, but then there's always more than one side to the story, right? And it gets really confusing and overwhelming and frustrating to try to choose which side is right. Now, first, I want to make sure that this is very clear. I am not anti-tech, but I am intrigued by the growing science and studies behind screen time and its effects on children, especially young children, like really young children, like babies, and even toddlers up until like age 5. And I'm interested and intrigued about the effects it can have on their development because I have a 16-month-old, and you know, screens are everywhere. And so I have to decide if that's something I want her to be exposed to a lot, or if I limit it, or what. I have to make that decision. So I read in an article on CNN Health from November 4th of 2019 that the American Academy of Pediatrics screen time recommendations include zero screen time for children under 18 months, with the exception of video chats. And then as the child grows older, media use should still be limited and more interactive with the parent or caregiver. The AAP has even developed a family media plan to fill out for each member of the family that's over 18 months to help plan and adjust media use accordingly. So my understanding that this recommendation is relatively new, within the last 2 or 3 years maybe. So if the recommendations are changing, it kind of leads us to wonder what's going to be the recommendation in the future, and what do we do about it now? Not that long ago, maybe a couple months, maybe 3 months ago, when we took Emmy to her pediatrician, he had told us that he had just come back from a convention for pediatricians where screen time was a topic that they were discussing. So he told us the recommendations, but then his own personal opinion was that we should wait until she was 5 years old to start screen time. And I thought that was kind of crazy, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, I'm cool with it. Why would she need screen times before that, right? I didn't ask specifics because he tends to be in and out like a flash and I can barely like say hi, but I'm wondering if there were any exceptions. Were there any exceptions for screen time? And if not, you know, I kind of want to know that. So maybe next time I'll be able to ask him. When I was a nanny to 2 toddler boys several years ago, there was some kind of instinct, or call it a conviction, in me to avoid screen media for them and not show them anything at all. So that included pictures on my phone or even a baby sign language video that one of the sets of parents said was okay for me to show him. So maybe that was taking a bit too far, like not even, you know, showing them pictures or a baby sign language video. But it just felt weird to me to put a screen in front of them, being so young. And this was before I even knew anything about screen time being an issue. So naturally, that same instinct carried into my own motherhood. If you are familiar with Belt of Truth Ministries, they have a couple of series on media. One is Media on the Brain, and the other one is The Media Mind. Definitely check those out if you want to learn more in-depth information about media and screen time use and its effects. But I will say this, the information is astounding. It reinforced my conviction about how much screen time I allow Emmeline, or I will allow myself, to have. It seems that the less screen time in general is better, and the more time with your caregiver or a parent or a family member, that person-to-person interaction is what's better. Now, I do also want to say this. This isn't going to be about me telling you what you should or should not do. My goal is not to make you feel bad for the decisions that you've made. It's really just telling you, sharing what I've read and what I've learned and what I've seen and the conclusion that I'm making for myself. So whatever you've decided is what you've decided as a parent. Just know that there are these resources out there, and we all want to make the best decisions for our children. So this is just one of those things that we have to decide, especially right now when many of us have to stay at home and limit going out and doing the things we may have been doing with our children. This is just something that's on our minds a lot, at least on my mind a lot. Okay, so yeah, now how has this changed for me now with the stay-at-home orders currently taking place? Because I went from limiting Emmeline's screen time to just video chats with family to now her things that we were doing in person are now moved to the online platform. So music classes, working out, story times, all of that has been moved online. So I've had to make adjustments. So it's been really kind of confusing for a while because there's a lot of questions, right? Like, what alterations are okay? And I'm uncertain. And I had to decide how to approach this because, you know, week by weeks that have going, the weeks that have been going by, I have to decide how to mix up our day because we were used to going out for activities several times a week, and now we don't. So because, like I said before, those things were moved to online. I definitely have noticed that when I was doing like her music classes online, like I kind of started not to be as strict about her eyes being on a screen. So like, for example, before, if I'd open up something on YouTube to play, like just the music for her, if she was looking at it, I would like kind of push her eyes away. Or if I opened Pinterest, I would push her eyes away. Like if I was holding her and wanted to look at something on my phone, I would position the phone where she wouldn't be looking at it. But then once these things started becoming online more with these stay-at-home orders and us not being able to go out, I kind of noticed that I wasn't being as strict with that. Like, I'd let her eyes rest on whatever it was I was looking at. So, like, I noticed that already, those reins kind of were removed. But then I thought, I'm not comfortable with that either. So I kind of repositioned back to the way it was before. So, yeah, again, this is a learning curve for me, for somebody who is navigating this very modern online world where I've set up certain limitations. So I want to encourage other parents to join in on this podcast, maybe in the next episode, to kind of see how they're approaching this as well. You know, we're all kind of learning on what to do, and we all want to make the best choices for our children. So this is just definitely something that's been on my mind. So yeah, parents, that's briefly what I've been wondering about in terms of now my daughter looking at screens a lot more than she was in the past. I don't sit her in front of anything and leave her alone. I haven't done that. It's just she's still looking at screens a lot more than what I used to do before we were in these current circumstances that we're in with having to stay at home and stay safe at home. So how have you all found balance during this time, especially if you have multiple children, if you have kids who are in school or school age? Like, how does this all come to play? There are so many different factors and so many different ways to approach screen and media and time spent with them face to face and all kinds of things. And it's just, we've all had to adjust and adapt, and we're all in this together. And I think it's just important to remember that we love our children. Like I said before, we want the best for them, and it's just navigating and choosing the right things. And then, I don't know, being okay with making mistakes and then picking yourself back up and going forward. I think that's also a tricky thing for me. Like, it's really a bad place to be a parent and then be afraid of making mistakes, because I think we will make mistakes, but that's not to say we can't try not to make mistakes. I don't know. Does that make sense? Anyways, yeah. Thanks for listening. I hope I didn't sound like I rambled. And I want to apologize for the volume issues. Different segments sound clearer and other ones sound not so clear. That's because I had to move. I was in different rooms at different times, so that's kind of why it sounds like that. Hopefully things will sound more cohesive and nice and fluid in the future. But thanks again. Thanks for being patient with me. All right. See you later.